This is In the Loop. I'm your host, Sasha Ann Simons. If you've ever driven down Cicero Avenue in the South Austin neighborhood, you might have noticed one little church building. Its brick facade pops with red, blue, and white. But what won't meet your eyes is its story. It's a piece of Chicago history wrapped in faith and family. The new Precious Grove Baptist Church has stood there since 1969, when a family turned a former movie palace into their spiritual home. Now, four generations later, they're preserving that legacy with some major repairs and renovations. In this next conversation for our What's That Building series, we'll get the church's backstory, learn about the people keeping it alive, and the migration of Black families from the South who call several of Chicago's churches their worship home. At the table, Dennis Rodkin, who's In the Loop's architecture expert, Sherry Williams, who's a founder of Bronzeville Historical Society, and Quentin Mansfield, who's the president of the New Precious Grove Church Board and great-grandson of the founders. Welcome to In the Loop.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
All right, good to see you all. Dennis, I described this little church building on Cicero. It is eye-catching, right? Tell us more about what you see when you pass by.
You know, it's very interesting because you would have no idea that it is a former movie theater. It's from before the days of the palaces. It's really like thousands of other retail buildings in Chicago, shoebox shaped.
Yes.
Narrow space on the street and then runs back through its lot. Very distinctive now because, as you mentioned, blue, red, yellow in the brick. It's got a peaked parapet, peaked windows. Mm-hmm. And then there's one clue that it was once a movie theater, and that is above the door is a terracotta plaque that depicts a lyre, the old classical musical instrument.
Yes.
There used to be also the masks of drama, the happy and sad masks, also up on the facade.
Oh, so you're seeing the mix of the old and the new on the exterior.
Yeah, you see the new brick in what would have been what essentially looked like retail store windows. Again, this is before there were movie palaces. This was essentially just a shop where you would watch movies, essentially.
Wow.
So it had a retail storefront. All of that has been replaced with new brick. And then framing the new brick is the old brick with this red brick sort of garland that would have gone with those plaques I was talking about to sort of look like a theater curtain on the
yes.
front of a retail shop.
Very cool. And of course, as I hinted there, Quentin, there is a family story that's connected to this building, right? Now, your folks originally came here from Arkansas?
Yes, they did.
Is that right? And they started the church, according to Dennis's reporting, in a North Lawndale basement. This was back in 1957. So tell us a little bit more about just the evolution of New Precious Grove.
Yes. So when my family migrated to Chicago in the early 1950s, my great uncle came first. He purchased the building, a multi-unit, and then other relatives followed, moving into other units. In 1957, July 7th specifically, mm-hmm. seven founders met in a basement and decided to, you know, not only be, you know, blood relatives, but to create a spiritual family for other people coming up.
Seven founders coming together on 7-7.
Wow.
On 7-7, 1957.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. So why do you think this history is so important, Quentin? Because, again, the building, you look at it, it's so unassuming, right? But there's so much more to the story. Why do you think that's important for folks to know?
I think it's important because it wasn't just about creating a church. It was about creating a community. And if you look at the history of the Black church in America, you understand that these buildings, these congregations were more than just, you know, a place of Sunday worship. They were community. They were activism. They were social justice. They were food and health benefits. They mm-hmm. were all of that wrapped into one. They were a way of being able to shelter yourself from, you know, the burdens and circumstances that, you know, existed and injustices that existed in society, but also an opportunity to, you know, give thanks despite that trauma, despite that pain. And that's what they were able to do. They were able to provide a community where they helped relatives coming from the South get employment, mm-hmm. find housing, find childcare, and that all contributed to what is New Precious Grove. And I think that story is important because I think now is the time to get back to that, making sure that we are creating churches and growing churches that exist beyond the four walls of a building.
Yeah. Sherry, what more can you say on that? Because what Quentin is describing is essentially a pattern that we saw, right? We saw Black church communities really transplanting themselves from the South to Chicago, especially coming from, you know, rural communities in the South. And this was all during the Great Migration, and they're sort of making Chicago their new home and making churches like this their church home.
Yes, and I am so thrilled that Quentin mentioned about the church actually being a migrant center. It certainly was a family reunification and community unification site as well. Unofficial adoptions took place through many Black churches.
Wow.
And certainly when I look at my own family's migration here in 1942 from Mississippi, many folks lived with people who had no blood relationship. And so the church facilitated making certain that people had a safety net. And the safety net was certainly through the Black congregations.
The church was everything back in the day.
Everything.
And it still is.
It still is.
Yeah, good fried chicken, too.
Yes. Wait, on Fridays? Wait, no, that's fish Fridays, right? Uh-huh. And Dennis, this particular church is still got some efforts going on today to keep not just that spirit alive, but the structure itself in shape, right?
It's a valuable structure. It's a twofer, right? It's a historic movie theater, one of our earliest movie theaters left in Chicago. And it's also, since 1969, been this family's church. Landmarks Illinois is funding replacement of the roof, which, of course, is really important because you need to protect what's inside.
Yes.
And then the church is also doing a pretty thorough renovation right now, updating utilities, redoing the ceiling and everything else. And because it's a valuable building, not only to them, but to South Austin, to this movie district that used to be on Cicero Avenue. There were five other movie theaters within a mile, four of them on Cicero, when this was built in 1912.
Wow.
You don't want to lose this building.
Hey, if you just got here, welcome. This is In the Loop. I'm your host, Sasha Ann Simons. And for our series, What's That Building?, we are learning more about the new Precious Grove Baptist Church, which was formerly Ideal Theater in South Austin on Cicero. Our guests in studio are Dennis Rodkin, who is In the Loop's architecture expert, Sherry Williams, who's founder of the Bronzeville Historical Society, and Quentin Mansfield, who's a great-grandson of the founders of the church. You can read Dennis's article on New Precious Grove Baptist Church online right now at wbez.org. So, as we mentioned there, Dennis, the building opened up as a movie theater. Tell us what was so unique about Ideal Theater.
Well, what's really interesting is this is, I describe this as sort of a retail shop where you would watch movies.
Yes.
We haven't yet entered. It's 1912 when this is built, and we haven't yet entered the period of those grand movie palaces. And we've talked about some of the movie palaces
yes.
in previous segments. This is a place where it's sort of an entrepreneurial business. There were, by 1914, there were at least 52 theaters. I found an ad for all the theaters in Chicago in the Chicago Tribune on Valentine's Day, 1914.
Wow.
There are 52 of them around the city, many of them this size, this little retail sized. And so this one is built in 1912. 2 years later, our first big movie palace is built,
mm-hmm.
not too far away on Roosevelt Road. And that sort of signals the end of life for buildings like this, because if you can go to a very ornate, air-conditioned palace and mm-hmm. watch a movie, why are you going to go to that little retail shop?
Yeah.
So by 1923, this has gone out of business. But the building is still there after so much has happened in South Austin. Just a few blocks away, there's another small retail movie theater that is now a Black church, but you don't recognize anything about it as a theater. It's
yeah.
been completely encased in brick. While again, with this one, you see a lot of that original facade, including that plaque.
Yeah. So Quentin, you know, if we fast forward to today, when that building is New Precious Grove, I mean, as chairman of the board, what's on the agenda, right? What's top of mind? How are you keeping that legacy that you just talked about alive?
Honestly, what's top of mind is making sure that the space is not only protected as a historical site, but also protected and reshaped to better fit and serve the needs of the community. I think that it's an honor to my great-grandparents and the other five founders to make sure that that the church is doing now what they intended it to do back in 1957, and that is to serve community and to really address community needs, whether that be housing, food, and the like. So what we want to do is not only, you know, get some of the utilities and things like that repaired for the physical, but also to reshape what the sanctuary looks like to make it more of a multi-purpose space to be able to better address those community needs.
Oh, that's interesting. That work sounds very interesting to me, to when you say reshaping the sanctuary, right? I mean, what's the vision there?
Honestly, so right now we have fixed pews that have probably been there since 1969.
Yes, I can only imagine.
As well as like a dated baptismal pool, all of those things.
Ah.
So really like reconfiguring the space, pews that can be moved. That way you can have like home buyer seminars. You can have, a food drive. You can have all of those within the same space
Very
as the
cool.
sanctuary.
Yeah. And Sherry, as we talked about, you know, those coming to Chicago back in those days and how much they relied on their local church for just really crucial support. Do you think that spirit still continues today the way it did back then?
Absolutely. So New Precious Grove certainly is a testimony in itself. Just the fact that Quentin is mentioning the historical narrative of how it was founded and whom came and where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that Chicago rose in its population from 1920 at 110,000 plus African Americans to well over 750,000 African Americans.
Wow.
Many landing, of course, on the west side and the south side. So I look at this congregation as being really the testimony of how the resilience of us moving from the south and coming up here, and how this congregation remains steadfast in its work to mm-hmm. serve the public.
Now, Dennis, you couldn't get inside the building to get a proper tour due to what's happening with the roof, right?
But I hope to get in after all this rework.
I'm going too.
I think we are all going.
We are all going.
Quentin, you're looking for a new pastor? Is that right?
Yes, we are. We currently have a pastoral search committee. So anybody listening to this, please feel free to reach out. But we definitely want a multi-generational congregation that again, is really serving the needs of that community.
But this new pastor could potentially be, what, the first person that's outside of your family?
This would be the first person that I'm not related to. So
wow. So what, end of an era? Or
the beginning of a new one.
Mm. I called him minister when I saw him. I said, Minister Quentin.
I think everybody in this room is looking at you, Quentin.
I don't know if that's my calling, but I'll definitely help usher in someone new to take on the mantle and really not rest upon that legacy, but really build a new one. Even in preparation for this conversation, we were going through photos and paperwork, and we found some new information. We were concerned about the lot next door that's been vacant. There's a ton of overgrowth, and we're like, can the city come out and handle this? So we're calling. My mother finally goes to one of the city offices, and they're like, well, we actually think you guys own the lot.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Like, what do you mean we own the lot? So in going through more paperwork, we find a land transfer document signed by Harold Washington in 1986.
Wow.
So beautiful.
Now we have the lot to worry about as well. But
That's a great finding, right?
That is. That's terrific.
What a great discovery. That's awesome. We have been talking with Quentin Mansfield, who's president of the New Precious Grove Church Board, and a great-grandson of the founders, Sherry Williams, who's founder of the Bronzeville Historical Society, and Dennis Rodkin, who's a Crane Chicago Business residential real estate reporter. Now, you can read Dennis's full article about the church. It's up online at wbez.org. Thank you all so much.
No, thank you.
Thank you.